7-day intensive seminar, School of the Master. This is the third hour of the 3-hour meditation. First hour is I am God, God I am. The second hour is why I can say I am God. And now the third hour, introspection. What does it mean to talk to God? What does it mean to listen to God? What does it mean to go within and listen to the divine within? Everyone talks with God a little differently. We've read books, Conversations with God, and all that sort of thing. Everyone has a different approach, a different way of listening to the divine within. And we listen to the divine within in the same way that we have been raised. Our parents say to us, come in now, time for supper. And sometimes we listen and sometimes we don't. Sometimes we'll have to hear them call 3 or 4 times before we come in. And then sometimes when we come in late, there's no dinner on the table, and we say, I want my dinner. Well, you didn't come when you were called. You didn't answer when you were spoken to. You didn't respond. You didn't listen. And we are very upset as little children and as adults, because that oftentimes happens in many areas of our life. When I listen to God in me, I have a very exciting adventure. Because God in me sounds exactly like me, and of course, that's the only way it can sound. When I talk to God in me, it's my inner voice speaking to me. And God is not in any way limited, but God understands me. God talks to me as I can understand God talking. And I say, well, God, how are you today? And God says, well, that's sort of an inane question. What do you mean, how am I today? I am perfect. I am God. I am the allness. I am the isness. I am everything. I am wonderful. I am beyond imagination. I am beyond anything you could ever... How can I ever answer you? Well, don't get huffy, God. My goodness sakes, I'm just asking, how are you today? Starting a conversation, trying to be friendly, you know, trying to be friendly with the divine within myself. Well, you know... So, finally you want to talk with me, huh? That's kind of nice. The God within us is just the way we are. Just as cool as we are, or just as uncool as we are. God within us expresses in exactly that same way. God within us responds to us in exactly the same sarcasm, the same unkindly way that we respond to ourselves. God, why don't you tell me these things? Come on, you're supposed to know all these things. Tell me these things, you old silly. Come on, tell me. And just as we would take offense at such an attitude, so we take offense at such an attitude in ourselves. Be still and know that I am God is a word that we've often heard. Be still and know that I am God. What does that mean, to be still and know that I am God? Be still and know that I am God means to be quiet, be at peace, be gentle, be loving. Be still and know that I am God. How do I listen to God in me? How do I introspect by letting God speak to me? I have to sort of prime the pump by saying, hey God, I'm listening to you, say something. And of course God is kind of silent when we play that sort of nonsense. And then we say, okay, God, if you won't talk to me, I'll talk to myself. And God, of course, is our divine self listening, thinking, now let's see how they're going to work this out. So I say, God, I've been thinking, if I am truly my original purity and integrity, why is it that my body has some slight imperfections here and there? And why is it that I see unhappiness in the world? And why is it that I observe that things are just not always as perfect as I'd like to have them be in my life? And of course, I get no answer. And I say, well, God, how come I got these imperfections in my body? If I'm my original purity and integrity, how come I have imperfections in my body? Come on, God, tell me why. And again, the voice sits silently. And we say, well, here I'm supposed to introspect. I'm supposed to listen. I'm supposed to be one with the divine in me. And the divine doesn't talk. And then the voice says, how can I talk when you're talking all the time? Is that you, God? Yeah, that's me. God, you sound just like me. That's right, because I am you. But God, why are you acting so aloof to me? You know, why are you being so difficult? If you're me, why, my goodness, yeah, I think that you just want to pour goodness on me and pour perfect health on me and pour all these good experiences. Herb? Yeah. I don't have to pour anything on you. You mean I don't get it? Well, in more ways than one, you don't get it, yes. But no, you don't get it. Well, what am I going to do? Well, what do you think? What do you think of your original purity and integrity, Herb? Well, I think that would be pretty cool. For me to express my original purity and integrity, wow, that would be all right. Whatever that all means, but it means good. It means that I have a healthy body, a healthy mind, and I have a healthy pocketbook and all the other good things that go to make life kind of fun. No, Herb, it would not mean that at all. Well, then what would it mean? Well, what do you think it means? See, my divine in me never likes to come across with a simple, straight answer. It always likes to probe me to see what I'm going to come up with. And, of course, I know all the answers, I'm sure, because the divine in me knows the answers, but I haven't allowed myself to be aware of them. Okay, now, God, I'd like to be my original purity and integrity. Okay. Herb, if you'd like to be original purity and integrity, what's the first thing you have to do? Well, I don't know. What's the first thing that I have to do, God? Herb, what's the first thing you will have to do if you want to be your original purity and integrity? Oh, God, you already asked me that question, and I don't have the answer right now. Well, Herb, what do you do to be your original purity and integrity? Well, I don't know, God. You give me the answer. Herb, this is a conversation. This is not me giving you all answers now. What do you have to do to experience your original purity and integrity? Well, I have to know that I have it. You're getting close. I have to know that I have it. I am it. That's much better. You are it. If you say, I am my original purity and integrity, and you keep saying, I am my original purity and integrity, then the original purity and integrity, which I am, and you are, and we is, the original purity and integrity expresses. It cannot express if you think it's not there. It cannot express if you think that it's not your reality. It cannot express if you in any way think you are undeserving of it. Oh, God, how undeserving I feel of it. Yes, I know. That's your problem, Herb. you feel undeserving of it. Well, I am sort of undeserving of it. If I were deserving of it, I'd have it. No, no, it has nothing to do with deserving whether you get it or not. It is there. It always is there, always will be there, and can never be taken away. It's just that you think you're undeserving of it, and so you will not claim it. I say to you, would you like a piece of cake? And you say, well, I really shouldn't. Well, then don't take it. If I say to you, would you like a piece of cake? And you say, oh, I'd love it. Well, then take it. Or, if I say to you, now pay attention to this subtlety. If I say to you, would you like a piece of cake? And you say, yes, thank you, and you take it. Then the whole show is over, isn't it? The episode with the cake and having it be available and you eating it is over. You have taken the cake that you have accepted and you are now eating it and enjoying it. With all things in the divine, with all things in absolute, they exist. And it's up to me, you, my creation, to accept that it is there and then take it and use it. Little children like to play games, and they're really smarter than we think they are. And they like to play games called Let's Pretend. So they have a pretend tea party. They have a pretend eating cookies. They have a pretend going for a walk. They have a pretend riding each other's bikes. They have pretend, let's pretend. And what are they doing? They are actually doing it. In their minds, they are actually having their tea party and taking their walk. You know that scientists have found that if an athlete is sitting still, but mentally doing his high jumps, and an athlete actually doing high jumps, they both have the same nerve responses while sitting quietly and thinking about it, or while in fact doing it. Exactly the same nerve responses. Now, if that is true, and it is true according to the tests that they give them, if that is true, then what's going on? What's going on with the mind, the experience of the person? Are the let's pretend children having as much fun as the children who are actually doing it? Oh, surely. The let's pretend children can do it in a perfect and beautiful way. And so, Herb, stop and think. If you do it in your mind, in your thinking, in your brain, then you are having the total experience as though you were actually doing it. But I want to actually do it. Okay, Herb, you want to actually do it. But first, realize that everything starts in thinking. Everything starts in thinking. You want to introspect with me? You want to be one with me? Well, start thinking that you're one with me. Start thinking that you're one with the all, that you are the is. Start thinking that. But God, those are difficult terms. No, they're not difficult terms. They're only difficult because you think they're difficult. Now stop and think. You want to have a conversation with me. You want to introspect. You want to listen to the divine within. You want to talk to God. Well, let's pretend. Pretend that you're talking to God. And as you pretend that you're talking to God, then you're going to act like you're talking to God, and you're going to be talking away, and indeed you'll be talking to God. You will be doing the very thing that you seek to do, because everything in your consciousness is turned to have that experience. Are you ready for such an experience? If you're ready for such an experience, then what you do is to start practicing it. Okay, God, I start practicing it. Now, what do I say when I practice it? Well, Herb, you tell me what you say when you practice talking to God. Come on, come on, tell me. Herb, you're not saying anything. Come on, say what it is that you do when you are practicing talking to God. Oh, let's pretend. That's right, Herb. Let's pretend. Pretend that you're talking to me. Pretend that you're talking to the divine. Pretend that you're talking to God. And little by little, that pretending will cease to be a pretense and become a reality, because that's who you are. Let's pretend is what the children do on television. Let's pretend is what children do all over the world. And let's pretend is what mothers and fathers do with their life and children do. The mother is expecting daddy to come home. And she feels very sexy. She feels very good. And she says to the children, okay, I'm giving you your dinner early. You can go to your room and watch television. And your father and I are going to have dinner together when he gets home. And so the children go to their room and are out of the way. And so mother, in her most fondest imagination, in her greatest let's pretend attitude, makes a dinner that would just make the mouth of a person who's already full want more. That's such a wonderful meal. And she has this in her mind. She has it in her thoughts, and she says, and I'm going to set the table so beautifully. I'm going to have a candle and candlesticks on the table. I'm going to have a tablecloth on the table. I'm going to have all the cutlery set just perfect, and our best dishes and our best everything, everything. And this is before she even sets it, before she even does it. She's got this beautiful idea in her mind of what she's going to do. In fact, she's enjoying her husband, enjoying the dinner before she's even made it, before she's even set the table. And so then she starts setting the table. And in the process of setting the table, little by little, she's making her let's pretend become real. The let's pretend was always there in her mind. It was always there as a real concept. And then she goes in the kitchen, has her apron on, and she's working on making a good, good, good meal. Something both of them dearly love. And as she finishes this, she has everything perfect. And she has everything hot. And she runs upstairs and takes a quick 5-minute shower and jumps into her beautiful dress and comes down looking just gorgeous. She goes out in the kitchen, has everything ready at the last minute, and then she turns off the lights and lights a candle in the dining room, and then she goes in the living room and waits, because in a moment her husband is going to come in. And she can visualize him coming in. She can visualize him throwing his arms around her and saying, I think you're the nicest woman anyone could ever marry. I love you, I love you, I love you. And so the door opens, and she stands there, and he throws his arms around her and says, I love you, I love you, I love you. She visualized all this. This was her let's pretend. And then She says, "Sweetheart, come with me." And the two of them walk into the dining room, and he says, "Oh, half a second, I'm going to go wash up." And he goes and washes up and puts a little bit of perfume on so he smells all the better. And he sits at the table. And she, meanwhile, has gone to the kitchen, brought everything out, and put it on the table so they can serve themselves. And as they're sitting there, the room is darkened, lit by only by the candle. The music is on the player, and they're sitting in perfect harmony with one another. And she slices the meat for their portions and prepares the food for their portions. And he's sitting there just glowing and glowing and glowing and saying, "Man, I got the greatest wife. I got the greatest wife." And of course, this is what she wanted to hear. And she created him saying every little sentence, every little nuance of what she wanted, because she knew how to play Let's Pretend. She had taught her children how to play it, but they already knew. They taught her. Now, that's how you talk to God. You talk to God with all these preconceived ideas. You say, "God, I would like to experience my perfect body, my original purity and integrity. How do I go about it, God?" And God is as irascible as always, and he says, "How do you think you go about it?" "Oh, come on, God, give me a couple clues." "No, Herb, if I give you clues, you'll think they're from me, and then you'll have a different attitude. I will have you give yourself clues." Now, what do you do? Well, what I do is, I don't know. Herb, you're just letting your mind go blank. What do you do when you want to express your original purity and integrity? Well, I don't know. What do I do? What do I do? Herb, think about it. What do you do when you want to express your original purity and integrity? You see, our divine keeps probing us because it knows that when we give ourselves the answer is going to be much more exciting than when it gives us the answer. For it gives us the answer constantly, and we constantly pay no attention to it. But when we have to secure the answer from our own inner depths and be aware of it ourselves, we remember it. So, what do I do? What do I do? And then the divine says, "If you wanted your original purity, what would you do, Herb?" "Well, I would think pure thoughts, I would speak pure words, I would do pure actions." "Hey, that's all right. What would be a pure action, Herb?" "Well, I would see all in the world in harmony." Yeah, that's good. Let's get closer to home. "I would see my family harmonious." Yeah, let's get closer to home. "I would see my wife harmonious." Yeah. Now let's get it closer. "I would see me harmonious." Ah. Now you got it, Herb. God talks to us just like that. Now you got it. But what about everybody else? They're of no account to you. Once you have your own house in order, all things fall in place. Yeah, I guess so. Okay. Now, how do you express your original purity? "I think pure thoughts," I say. "I live in pure attitudes. I am pure in every possible way." That's great, Herb. That's great, because that's true. Okay, now, what about the other part? "What's that, God?" "Oh, already you forgot what your question was? What was your question?" "How do I express my original purity and integrity?" Good for you. You didn't forget. Oh, come on, God, you make me sound so stupid. Huh, I don't have to help you. You did it all by yourself. Now stop it. You don't have to sound stupid. Now, what's the other part of your question? I said what it is. No, say it again. What is it? My original integrity. Now, what in the world is our original integrity? What is our original integrity? What does original integrity mean to you, Herb? Well, it means that I am divinely created, I am divinely made, I am pure, I am integral, I am absolutely wonderfully made. Hey, that sounds like a good start, Herb. Now, what next? And I am it.
Great.
Okay, now, I am my original purity and integrity, you say. Yes, 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 I am my original purity and integrity. But, do you see what's happening, Herb? You're relying upon me to give you the answer. You're relying upon me to tell you what to do. And perhaps that's good. But let's look at another aspect of it. You're relying on me to give you the answer. Are you one as the all? I like to think I am. Are you one as the all? I'm working on it. Are you one as the all? Yes. Okay. Now we got that cleared away. You are one as the all. Now what sort of thing are you going to do as the all? What sort of attitudes are you going to have? What sort of feelings in your heart are you going to have? What are you going to have? Well, that's right. You have no idea. You have no idea. Now, start thinking about it. You see, when we talk with God, at least when I talk with God in me, God doesn't give me an inch. God makes me toe the mark. God says, look, I have given you everything, now it's up to you to use it. And everything includes wisdom, the ability to express myself, the ability to be in every possible way. Yes, God. Yes, that's true. Yes, yes, that's true. I express my original purity and integrity. I express my original purity and integrity now and always. I express my original purity and integrity. Okay. As we express our original purity and integrity, we are opening up our introspective way to listen to the divine within. And as we have this conversation with God in us, as us, through us, wherever we are, we begin to have a very good feeling about everything. We feel harmonious, we feel warm, we feel comfortable. I feel good, I feel wonderful, I feel comfortable. I feel that something great is happening to me, something fantastic is happening to me. I feel just so utterly marvelous, so utterly complete and whole in every good and beautiful way. And it is kind of exciting. Now, I say, okay, God, I want to experience my original purity and integrity. So God says to me, if you want to express your original purity and integrity, start living your original purity and integrity right now. Right now. And as I do that then, as I express my original purity and integrity, then all things start functioning perfectly. Then I stop searching and I start listening. I stop fighting and I start being. But God, what is the answer? Herb, when you say, I am God, God I am, what are you saying it for? I am planting that as seeds in my consciousness so that I will always realize that I am God, acting from God, being God. Well, Herb, when you say, I am my original purity and integrity, and you are not letting yourself burn into the grass to know how you're going to be that, then that's what you play. I am my original purity and integrity. I am my original purity and integrity. Keep saying that just like you say, I am God, God I am. And pretty soon you will live from that framework. Pretty soon you'll live from that framework. Oh God, that sounds too easy. Yes, it sounds easy, Herb, but the practicing of it takes a little bit of awareness, and as you practice, then it is easy. Because once you have the habit of doing things right, you always do things right. Think on these things and meditate on these things and concentrate on these things and see what happens to you. See what happens to your life and how you'd fit it in. That's up to you. It's very easy, very specific, and very powerful. So think on these things now. I will give you a few minutes now before the end of our hour for you to think on these things with me. It's a wonderful, wonderful blessing. A wonderful, wonderful way of doing anything when you learn to let go. Wonderful way to open the doorway to your inner reaches and introspect with the divine in you, as you, through you. Now for the next 10 minutes, think on these things and let yourself have a conversation with God in you, as you, through you, being you. Enjoy and know that it is done for you right now.